The DubDub Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Join Jordan and Cameron Black, along with Michael and Christina, as they share their Walt Disney World and Florida adventures with you. Most recently, check out their full resort walkthroughs for the All-Star Resorts, Art of Animation, Port Orleans, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, and Polynesian Resorts. You can find them on Facebook at The Theme Park Brothers, on Twitter at Theme Park Boys, and on their YouTube channel, which is The Theme Park Brothers. Subscribe now so you'll never miss a show.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the DubDub Review Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Pete Pontecorvo, and I am joined by my co-host, Chris Malik. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
I feel great. I'm allergy-free. I'm breathing good. I couldn't
rub
be
it
any
in.
Better.
Rub it in.
I'm going to rub it right in, yes.
All right. Well, I know you guys got back from a trip not too long ago, but we haven't heard anything about that trip yet. So I'm curious, what are like the top three or four things that you learned or did on the trip?
I appreciate you even asking me that question, Pete. We didn't do a trip report for this trip, but we did do some cool things. Let me look back at my notes. And yes, I'm that guy that takes notes on vacation so I don't forget what I'm doing. So here's what I learned. All right, I'm going to look at this quickly. Well, we met Michael, Christina, Jordan, and Cameron down there, and they are as nice as you could imagine, and we had a great time meeting them, letting the kids play. That was the first thing. That felt like just like a family gathering. So that was the first thing we experienced that was really cool. Went to Winter Summerland Miniature Golf. You ever do miniature golf down there, Pete?
No.
Highly rated, but it's really pretty cool. You had the choice of the winter or the beach scene. We did the beach side. That was pretty special. My five-year-old daughter, first time she completed miniature golf. So, pretty cool. Spent an entire day at Epcot, killing Epcot.
There you go.
So much so, big guy, you'd be so proud of me. We arrived at 8:15. We left at 9:35 in the evening. We stayed the entire day. And we were running at the end of the day to get to things we missed. We could use completely one extra day to do that park. We could not fit it all in one day. We simply ran out of time.
More proof that Epcot is the best park.
There you go.
Just saying.
That's legitimate. We actually missed Illuminations, too, because we were trying to get to Test Track before they closed the park. When we got out, it was done. And, okay, here's a less than exciting thing, but still relatively new. We were looking for a place to eat, and I'm sure you saw my movie post. The Captain's Grill over at the Yacht Club. It's my new favorite place. It is really cheap. Okay, Disney cheap. $23, $22, including some free drinks.
Breakfast. That's not bad for a buffet, actually. Even around here, that's not horrible.
No, it was, and the food was really good. My server made the meal 100%. The guy walked up to us. His name is Sean. But he was wearing Max's name tag. He said, I left my shirt at home. I'm wearing someone else's name tag. Disregard that. Every time he came to our table, he talked to us like we were his cousins from out of town. He would sit. He would kneel. He would tell us jokes. He would tell us history. He'd ask us what we were doing on vacation. That one server made that experience special. And that's just a buffet. I would go back just to have that server again. But
nice.
Yeah, Captain's Grill. So, don't tell anyone, okay? Let's keep it to ourselves. No one's listening, right?
No, it's just you and me talking, pal.
Pretty much. It's not just you and me talking, Pete.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
They've been sitting in the bullpen, like Cubs relief pitchers, waiting for their call to the mound. So, my trip wasn't nearly as fun as their trip, okay? We're joined by our friends today, Amy and Tim Van Swole. How you guys doing?
Great.
Having a great time.
Tim, did you get the call? Amy, you got the call? You're on the mound now?
Yep, we're up to bat.
Right? All right. So we have you on today because I didn't do a trip report, but I want you to do one if you don't mind, because you were posting pictures left and right, and every time you posted a picture, it made me feel like I was on vacation with you guys. So I want to hear all about it. I want to hear the details that I might have missed, if you don't mind.
Not at all. And I'm kind of like you, Chris. I like to go, and even though we've been multiple times, I like to do something new and learn something new every trip and cross things off our bucket list, and we definitely did that this trip.
Fabulous. I saw you were, okay, so this is going to come across bad. I saw you did an airport rope drop. Is that correct? You were at Midway Airport?
First thing we learned, I was going to say, is that Midway doesn't open before 3:30 in the morning, so don't bother.
Oh. Okay, so
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why Pete flies out of O'Hare, because it never closes.
Amy, what time did they pick you up for this?
They picked us up. It was about 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, well, our
sounds
flight
perfect
was 5:40. I had been out before it on my trip last summer. I was in line at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the line wrapped way back, so I was worried we were going to have the same problem.
Okay.
We got up there at 2:45 this time-ish. There wasn't a soul to be seen. There were some people sleeping on benches, but other than that, there was no employees. I don't even know if we saw a security guard. Should I say that out loud? Probably. We just didn't see them. But, so we were first in line.
They're called Chicago Police Department, police officer, actually.
Yeah, okay. For Midway. Tim, what time was your flight at, Tim?
O'Hare, too.
What time was our flight? I don't remember. What time was our flight? I was so tired, I can't remember.
Ungodly early?
You got
is that a time? Ungodly early? Is that?
Yes,
that's the time.
It was the first one.
Okay.
That was the point.
That's the best flight to take.
Yes. It was
nobody believes me.
Yes.
That is always the best flight to take.
And we had magically gotten TSA pre-check. Yay, right? Except that it doesn't open until 4:15, so we had to go through security anyway. So there you go.
When you say magically, how did you, because I thought pre-check was something that you'd only get if you signed up for it and registered for it and everything like that and passed a whole bunch of credentials. What do you mean you magically got
it? They randomly select some people just to get it anyway, and we were those people.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. It was nice. Except that we didn't get to use it on the way there.
In theory, so, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we went through security. So that was the first thing we learned.
Okay.
And we actually got into Orlando Airport early. We were the fourth. No, I need to go back to the last thing that we learned was that even if technology issues plague you, which they did, and they have you going to the wrong resort, which they did, and don't even have you signed up for Magical Express, even though you're holding your letter, they can still deal with that. They had us going to Coronado Springs, but we were staying at Port Orleans Riverside. So our luggage was going to Coronado Springs.
Okay.
And we got there, and I scanned my band, and we got the blue light, which is bad. And she said, can I see your letter, please? And I handed it to her. I said, it says we're going to Coronado Springs, but we're booked at Port Orleans. She goes, well, frankly, this doesn't do you any good anyway because it's not valid. And I was confused by that. So she gave me a new letter, and we got on the Magical Express. But basically, something happened down the road in all of our technology issues before trying to link everybody together, and that disappeared. So,
wow!
If something happens and you don't get on the Magical Express, they can get you on the Magical Express. So we found that out.
You know what? That's what that little. There's a desk right there too. It's not just the first person you see. There's actually a desk where they kind of they deal with that. I'm sure. Frankly, it happens way more than they would care to admit. Wouldn't you think?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
And luckily that first little person we saw was the person who dealt with it. We didn't have to go to the You're in Trouble desk, so we were glad about that.
Okay.
We were traveling with our friend Connie, and she had no problem with her Magical Express check-in. It was just us. So we got on. We were the fourth drop-off, and we were I got up to the desk and met a lovely cast member. I had done online check-in, but I knew something was wrong because he kept asking me if I wanted cabanas as an option. And that's not an option at Port Orleans Riverside.
No, it's not.
No. So sure enough, none of my online check-in stuff had gone through at all. And at when we were at the Magical Express desk, she said, oh, part of the problem is Preston's on here twice. Let me just delete him.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
There he went from all of our fast passes.
Oh, no.
So here I was standing at the Port Orleans Riverside desk, completely exhausted with maybe 2 hours of sleep. And I'd already spent 4 hours-ish on the phone dealing with Preston linking and up to our fast passes because of technology. And now he was gone again, and I cried.
Oh, no.
I admit it, I cried. But you know what? Katie was wonderful. She got them all put back together, and the best news was our room was ready.
You got so lucky.
Yes, because this was at, what would you say, Tim, a little after 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, it was right around 10:30.
That's my biggest fear. We fly early, too. But then I think to myself, well, I'd rather kill time at the resort than kill time in Chicago. But in my heart, I know, what am I going to do until 4 o'clock? Because my room's not going to be ready until 4 o'clock. I got 6 or 6.5 hours. I'm probably not going to the park. You guys got so lucky.
We have, knock on wood, been lucky every time we've gone.
So have I.
Really?
I think it's, yeah, it's just you, Chris.
It must be.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm very thankful for that. Connie's room wasn't ready, but ours was. And hers was right next to ours.
Okay.
So we grabbed some lunch, which was important because we were very hungry at that point, and went to our room and rested up a bit, and then we headed to Epcot. Okay.
Is why you're still on tickets, correct? You hadn't upgraded yet, correct, with Mom and Dad's surprise, right?
Right.
Okay.
We had not, because you have to enter the park with your ticket before you can upgrade.
Okay.
So, yes, so we... we had a fast pass for Frozen and Mission Frozen Ever After and Mission Space and Spaceship Earth that night. So, and we were eating dinner at Beer Garden. So
okay.
We headed into the park, and sure enough, we went to guest relations, Tim and I, and upgraded our park tickets to annual passes.
Yay!
So, yes, we are very excited. We're heading back in March. I just booked that trip today, actually.
Okay.
So. That's when you'll get your AP sliders for your Magic Bands in that trip.
Yeah.
Just as a heads up, because I didn't get mine until I booked for my October trip.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know. Okay. I know that our Magic Bands are on the way, so that's good to know.
Amy, was that is that your first time on Frozen Ever After?
There's a story about that.
Okay.
It was my first time on Frozen Ever After.
Okay.
It was his first time. So, yeah, we rode Mission Space, and it was closing down 2 days after for a long refurbishment, so we just squeaked that in and headed to our Frozen Fast Pass, and, well, it was broken down.
Oh.
But again.
Do they let you come back, though, any point in the day, is that correct?
They do.
Okay.
They do. So we said, okay, so we went in and met Anna and Elsa instead. That was on my bucket list of things to do. I have the book... everything I need to know I learned from Disney, and I have character sign pages from there. It's like a storybook, but I have a character sign on their page that has their picture.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Amy, it's like a little golden book type book, correct?
It absolutely is,
yes. Exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. They're selling them in the resorts now, I noticed, the resort gift shops.
Oh, geez.
But, yeah, I needed Anna and Elsa, so I added them to our collection. We were getting hungry, so we headed to Beer Garden and checked in a little early, got us right in, had a great server. They sang happy birthday to Preston and happy anniversary. We technically celebrated our anniversary then. I already had it on because I didn't know we were going to be doing an actual anniversary trip in March. But So anyway, they sang it to us then too. And so we're just double whammying the anniversary trips this year. But then we got out of Beer Garden and it was a monsoon. I can officially say the drought was over the week we went.
I don't mean to laugh. I know how it is.
Oh, no.
It's dry for 6 months, except for the 4 days you're there, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. It was like the scene in Forrest Gump where it was raining upwards. It was hitting the puddles and bouncing up at us. It was terrible.
Okay.
But we made the dash from Beer Garden because we checked on the app and saw that Frozen Ever After was open again.
Okay.
So we were going to go use our fast pass on that, and sure enough, we were soaking wet.
So I was soaking wet and stuffed from a German buffet. I was not going to ride anything.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, it was good. So they rode Frozen Ever After. I hung out with all the people packed in the gift shop.
Okay.
Dripping. And I ended up meeting my buddy Mark there. We see him a lot when we go down. He just happened to be stranded in Norway as well.
Wow.
So we chatted for a bit, and then they met up, and then we decided to go ride our Spaceship Earth Fast Pass. I've never ridden that completely soaked from head to toe before. That was a new experience, but...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I should be more sympathetic, knowing how wet socks can be. Let me pause you for 1 second, Amy. So, Tim, your first time on Frozen Ever After, okay? So, Peter's bristling right now, but we're going to put him on mute for just 1 second. So, tell me, what do you think? Not necessarily comparing it to Maelstrom. What do you think of the ride itself?
I actually thought it was pretty good. The theming of the entire experience from the queue all the way through the ride was fantastic. And the ride itself, you know, as far as being an enjoyable ride, it was good. It's still pretty much Maelstrom, just with different scenery,
different LED screens, video, you know, different sound and score. If one was the worst ride you ever had at Walt Disney World, and 10 was the best, where is that ride?
I'd put this somewhere in the middle. It's probably a 5.
Okay. What would you give Maelstrom?
I enjoyed Maelstrom, but it was I think I would still put this a little bit above Maelstrom. Sorry, Pete.
Okay,
that's all right.
Okay, just curious. Okay, cool.
I'd probably give Maelstrom a 4 and this a 5.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's get back to Amy and her wet socks, right?
Yes, Amy dripping. So we rode Spaceship Earth and got that in because that is Tim's favorite Epcot ride. He loves it, which kind of is funny because he's a history teacher and he teaches this history all year long. You would think that you wouldn't like it because that's what you live all year, but he loves it. So we rode that. We actually got stuck on it. That was a first. For a while we were sitting there.
What's
that? Probably about 5 minutes maybe.
What scene, yeah. Tim? Where were you stuck?
Where was we were coming down, actually.
Oh.
Were we? I thought it was near the burning. We got stuck twice.
Oh, that's right. We did get stuck a second time. No, you're right. It was near Rome, so because we could smell the smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got stuck on the 45-degree angle coming down, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a shorter...
that wasn't very long.
Shorter one, but okay. It was, you know, like looking up at the stars in space, so...
Yeah.
True.
I was getting a little worried we were going to have to hike the 90 million flights of stairs down, but, you know, it all worked out. So we decided at that point we were tired for some reason, and we headed back to the resort and went to go catch Yeehaw Bob's show.
Okay.
So we got in there, and I managed to get a table for two right in the middle, the front part, for Connie and I, and then the guys stayed back in the lounge part.
Okay.
And so we caught his show.
As good as you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's quite energetic. Everybody was having a good time, and it was a lot of fun. So, I mean, he's an icon there.
He brings it. He brings it every time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
So, you're, and then
you're pretty much shot right now, right, Amy? At this point in the day, you're pretty much toasted. I could imagine.
Oh, and I forgot to mention earlier, when we had gone back to our room the first time, we got our Garden Grocer order because we always order from them to bring a case of water and breakfast items, and then we got 3 out of our 4 suitcases.
Mm.
And the fourth one missing was the one for Preston, who had senior pictures the next day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a panic moment.
Yeah.
Preston so, dressed up in all the 28 main garb he could get his hands on all of a sudden, right?
Right. Exactly. Like, how late is Disney Springs open? But, yeah, so it worked out fine. It was waiting for us when we got back. And so we were going to bring a duffel bag to Magic Kingdom the next day because it had 3 different outfit changes. So I packed that up, got it ready to go, and then we went straight to bed. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hit me the next day. You got senior pictures, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but because we don't do anything, you know, that's simply straightforward, we had pre-park opening breakfast at Be Our Guest that morning.
Okay.
So we got up bright and early and got Preston dressed up in his long-sleeve purple shirt, his Haunted Mansion tie, his black pants, and his dress shoes, and the rest of us were in Cubs jerseys. And we headed to Magic Kingdom at, well, really early, and got there. They let us in about 7:45 in the morning and headed straight back to Be Our Guest, got right in. We had pre-ordered, but like with everything else glitchy, that didn't go through either. Mm. So we ordered, but still got in very quickly, and we enjoyed our breakfast, and then the guys headed straight for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and rode it before the park opened, Preston in his tie and all.
I saw the picture. I thought it was possibly the most dapper I've ever seen anyone on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yes. And it was warm, but it wasn't unbearable.
Okay.
So I was glad for that. I guess that's something good about the rain. And then Connie and I rode Peter Pan. And we enjoyed that. And then we found out the guys had headed to Haunted Mansion. So we went to Haunted Mansion. We rode that. When we came out, Christina Black, who is the one who took Preston Senior pictures and did a phenomenal job, met us in the gift shop in Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
And so Preston and I went off to do that for 2 hours. I spent a little over an hour in Magic Kingdom taking pictures there. He at one point switched into his Cub jersey to match us, and he got some pictures taken with that. And then we went to Port Orleans Riverside, where we finished up, and she filmed our room for their walking tour. Michael Black also joined us, so we got to meet up with him, and he did his walkthrough. So we're actually on that. I'm on that video.
Very cool.
Kind of funny. Yeah. But that was great to get to meet up with all of them. Wonderful people. And I got to meet them. Preston got to meet them. Tim did not.
Nor Caden. Caden and I had gone off. We were hitting as many rides as we could during that extra 2 hours as we could. We went on about 5 other rides at Magic Kingdom while they were doing senior pictures.
That a boy, Tim. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly what would have been my playbook as well, too.
It was perfect timing, so we walked on a lot of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got senior pictures. You liked how they turned out, because I've seen some of the sneak previews, and they do look really pretty sharp.
Oh, they're amazing. We got the disc in the mail today, but she had sent us the Flickr account where there are how many, Tim, like 1200 pictures? I think
there are like 1200 pictures. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable what she did.
Wow.
In fact,
there weren't really 1200 different pictures, I don't think, but she did different filters and experimented with lots of different things on different pictures.
Yeah.
So we have 1200 different forms of pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one in particular that I loved. Well, Peter Pan plays a special part with Preston and I. It is our bonding thing. And she had a picture of him grabbing his shadow.
And I saw that you posted that one online. Yeah. That was a cool shot.
Oh, that was amazing. Dex Tanksley liked that one, just saying.
Yeah, I saw he did.
Yeah, that was exciting. Pretty cool. But, yeah, so we loved that experience. I would highly recommend it. And I'm so glad that worked out for us to be able to do that.
Cool.
And then we met up back at Port Orleans Riverside then and headed to Homecoming in Disney Springs.
Okay.
And had lunch there.
How delicious. Was that?
Yeah. Delicious.
Life-changing.
Life-changing. Okay.
Tim's a big cake fan anyway, so that's all I'm not kidding. That's all he can talk about is this cake.
No, the gravy was good too.
All right, the cake and the gravy.
I don't know if they can make a cake gravy or a gravy cake or something like that, but that would be quite a fusion there.
I'm with you on the gravy, not so much the cake, but
Tell me why. Why was it so good? It obviously just couldn't be the cake and the gravy. Why was it so good? What was it about? Was it the atmosphere? Was it just what made it special?
The atmosphere was nice. I mean, it's very Southern feel to it. And I liked the atmosphere. It wasn't too loud in there, in my opinion. We were in a booth, and it had like a metal table, and there were like Christmas light type things around. But it just, we had the pimento cheese fritter, or hush puppies to start it off.
Okay.
And those were good. And then he's famous for his fried chicken. So we all, except for Connie, got the fried chicken. And Tim got the chicken and donuts because, as his reasoning was, I love donuts. I love chicken. So
Seems logical.
Right?
Right. So he was very happy with that. He got his with mashed potatoes. I got mine with the macaroni and cheese. And he said, wait, there's macaroni and cheese? And I was like, yeah. So, but he was glad he got the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I made
gravy.
The right choice. I made the right choice.
Okay.
Yes. It wasn't too greasy. And Tim was afraid when we originally got it that it was going to be too hot and therefore too heavy. We didn't have a problem. Well, Caden kind of did, but he ate a lot. then we ordered the hummingbird cake. Two of us ordered the hummingbird cake. Two of us ordered the chocolate pecan pie, which was amazing.
Okay.
So just recently, we had a very heated debate in this house because we were discussing what was our favorite restaurant and which was better, the pie or the cake. And it was definitely a draw.
A split decision, yeah.
Yes. Well, pie is always better than cake.
Thank you, Pete. No. I tell you, you and I have a lot in common when it comes to this stuff.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm a big fan of cake myself. And for Father's Day, my wife made me a lemon loaf, which is like a lemon cake with a glaze on the top. And I'm a big fan of cake. I kind of like pie, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I used to make my mom go to Poppin' Fresh and get me a pie for my birthday instead of a cake.
Pete? Yes, exactly. I don't.
And I understand. I'm dating myself.
You have dated yourself, you old man. You old man.
For those of you under the age of 40, that was also known later as Baker's Square.
Yes, yes, it was. So yes, I'm a pie person. He's a cake person. We were both happy.
Okay.
It was good. We won't spend too much time on the cake and pie, but they were both excellent. But the cake was better.
Yeah.
Atta boy. Okay. So you were cruising around Disney Springs. Do you guys do that just on a casual basis, or do you go there with the intent of shopping?
We go with the intent of shopping.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. And we got to hit up the Lego store for the boys, though they didn't buy anything this time, but they wanted everything. We went to World of Disney, of course. We did have a fast pass for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train later. So I was like, well, we need to kind of get going back so we can get this. And, well, it started to rain again. So we were ducking in and out of shops and ended up, then we found the new bus location, new as in moved from the last time we were there.
Yeah, that threw me off when I was there in February too.
Yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop too. But once we found that, we took the bus to the Grand Floridian. Then we would take the monorail to Magic Kingdom. And we missed our fast pass for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh.
Yep, that's okay. They rode it that morning, so.
Okay.
Then we had dessert that night. We had the Garden View dessert party. Happily ever after dessert party.
Okay.
You go into the Tomorrowland Terrace area, and there are two different kinds of parties. We had booked the Garden View, not the Terrace View. We have done the Terrace View before. This time it was the Garden View. They have a buffet of desserts. They have you sitting at tables. And they were all good and decent, and we were still kind of full, but they were very good. And then it started really raining again.
Oh, no.
They were handing out ponchos for free. We already had ours, though. So they lead you into the garden area, and you can stand or sit. It's AstroTurf, so it's not the end of the world if you sit on your poncho. Some people chose to do both, and we watched the fireworks from there. It was an amazing view. I cannot complain at all about the view that we had. It was nice not to be shoulder to shoulder with people and be squished, so that was very good. I'm glad we did that. Then we rode the People Mover and shopped some more and then headed back to our resort.
Well, how about the show? Tell me about the show.
I met up with a friend while I was down there, and so she and I were watching it next to each other, and we both turned to each other afterwards and said, "Wishes what?"
Oh. Good.
I know.
Good, because I'm not a big show person, but all that hullabaloo over Wishes, it was like, yeah, you know, some people love it. Pete likes it, but
it's more about the memories that go with it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, standing there, you know, holding my little kids and having them go, "Tinkerbell, fly," you know. And Tinkerbell still flies. But it has those memories associated with it. But this blew that out of the water.
Okay.
Well, and Wishes, we were big Wishes fans. It's not like we were, you know, we were big Wishes fans. And we were, you know, apprehensive about what was going to happen in its place. And you know, and that just tells you how much more we really love this.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. The boys wished we would have gotten back to see it again because it was amazing.
Cool. I can't recall actually even on social media finding someone saying, "Oh no, Wishes was better." I don't recall seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that I've seen is, I loved the memories I had, but the show itself is phenomenal.
Cool.
So Tinkerbell did not fly that night. That we saw it, but
the lightning in the area.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already giving you guys credit because you are literally rope dropping the airport to late at night on the first night, and you're doing almost the exact same thing again on night two, and you're mixing it with rain on both nights, correct?
Every day of the trip, yes.
Not both nights, every day of the trip. Okay.
That was the only night though that it rained on us. Every other night we went. Yeah. The rain had hit us in the afternoon, and it cleared up for us in the evenings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you going day three?
So we head to Epcot the next morning.
Okay.
We weren't there rope drop. But it wasn't too long after that. And
we got there about 9:30.
Yeah. We had a fast pass for Soarin', and so I don't know that I should put this on the podcast, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it can't hurt to ask. I knew that they had not ridden the new one. So knowing what I know, I asked very politely, asked the cast member, I explained that they hadn't ridden the new one, could we please have Section B, Row 1? And they very because there weren't a line of people behind me, you know, demanding it. And they said, sure. And they pulled us aside and waited for the next group to go. And we got to be in B1, which is the best row to be in for Soarin'. Because if you're on the sides, the Eiffel Tower and things seem curved and warped. But yeah. If you are front row center, not the case.
Okay.
So it was a lovely ride.
Okay. That's really cool. So if you get there early enough and you bat your eyelashes nice yeah, enough.
What's the guy 20? No, I didn't say that. But, yeah. You know, expect and know we can't do that, but I was very happy that they obliged.
Cool.
So we enjoyed that thoroughly. We went on Living with the Land, which when we checked in was a, 20-minute wait?
But it That's really what they claimed, but it wasn't.
No, it was more like, 40?
About 40, yeah.
Yeah, whoops.
Wow.
But it worked out fine. So we rode that. We loved that ride. Mm-hmm. We waved at Stanley, the plant. And what else did we do, Tim? Oh, we rode the Seas with Nemo.
Okay.
And then we had lunch at Rose and Crown. And Connie had arranged for Tim and Preston to get the Mickey cake. The chocolate.
Yeah, cake. I saw that.
That was good. More cake.
Yeah. I'm not a cake person, but this was good cake. Because honestly, it was almost like pudding.
Mm. It really was.
Point. Yeah. And had a great lunch there, right there on the porch area. Had a great view. Wasn't too hot. They had fans going. And then we went in, and Carol is an entertainment there. She plays the piano. And she caught us and asked us where we were from and what we were celebrating and made up songs about us and had a great time there.
Cool.
I saw that video.
We watched it. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. So Carol's awesome. And then I had the leftover cake. We can't be walking around Epcot with leftover melting cake. The guys decided to stay and go around the World Showcase. Connie decided to go shopping, I think. And I said, I'm going to head back to the resort and just kick up my feet for a while because I was kind of, I don't know, tired for some reason. And so I headed back to the resort, put the cake in the fridge, and, you know, we had five, and we still had half the cake left over. So that tells you serving size-wise, mm-hmm. the thing is big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just rested for a while, and eventually the guys, I was texting with Tim, and I said, well, what are we going to do tonight? And I said, well, how about we head to Animal Kingdom? And let me see if I can get a fast pass for the safari since, you know, why not? Mm-hmm. So I got on, and sure enough, I got a sunset safari fast pass for us. Connie stayed back to do her thing. She was kind of wiped out, but I went ahead and headed to Animal Kingdom without them. They were going to come drop some stuff off at the resort and then meet me there. So I got there ahead of time, and I went straight from Pandora, pretty much. So I got to see it during the day before they had even seen it. And then they texted me that they were at Animal Kingdom, and they went rode Expedition Everest, which I won't do. So I decided to go check out the Lion King. And as I was walking in, the show was just starting. And they said, are you a party of one? And I said, yes. And they put me front row, reserve seating.
Get out.
I was nice. So excited. So I texted Tim a picture. I'm like, this is my view right now. So yeah, they're like right there. That was awesome.
Cool.
So I was like, thanks for the pixie dust. That was great. And then we met up and rode the safari at sunset. And I'll let Tim tell about that.
It was a
bucket list.
Yeah, that was on my bucket list. I've always wanted to see the animals, you know, at a more active time. And then that was the first thing when I found out that they were going to have nighttime hours at Animal Kingdom. I wanted to see it. Not in the dark, because you can't see a whole lot, but I wanted it right at dusk. And it did not disappoint. Getting one, I think it was about 8:15 when we got on, maybe 8 o'clock, and the animals were active. The lion was up. And
it was 7:45.
7:45, okay.
Yeah.
So we got off then probably about 8:15, 8:20. Yeah. the lion was prowling around, and the animals were so active and interactive with each other. It was really awesome.
Cool. I understand that. I understand that at nighttime, you always seem to get a better show.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool to see the dogs or the hyenas, or they changed their names every time we ride the safari. But this time they called them the hyenas, and there was one on the back of on the top of the rock, laying there scratching his back, wiggling back and forth, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad we did that. So there weren't as many animals out, but the ones that were out were definitely more active.
Okay. Cool.
Then we were hungry.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Did you guys get to Pandora that night, or was it the next day?
We got there that night.
Okay.
But later.
Okay.
We decided to eat at Yak and Yeti. We're Landry Select Club people. So if you sign up for this program, you get a $25 welcome fee back. Plus, Tim, and if you're 16 or over, you can also sign up. So we signed Preston up as well, so the two of them had an additional $25. So we had money to spend, and you don't need a reservation. You just go up to Yak and Yeti or Rainforest Cafe or T-Rex at Disney.
Okay.
And you just walk up and say, hey, we're Landry Cove members, and they will seat you.
Wow, cool.
So we found that out for sure. And had a very good meal there, though it was late, and we were the last people there. We closed it down.
Okay.
And so then Caden and Tim decided they wanted to ride Expedition Everest in the dark. Preston, he will ride it once, but that's his limit.
Okay.
And so he and I decided to go watch the Tree of Life, because at night it completely transforms. It's amazing. And so we stood there just watching it. And it has shows every 15 minutes or so where it changes and there's music. And it's amazing to me how you're watching it and, like, the sleeping deer that you don't notice on a normal just glancing at it will suddenly bound up and jump around the tree and then go back to sleep. A butterfly will take off and then come back and perch. We enjoyed that thoroughly. Then
Caden and I had walked onto Expedition Everest. I think we had a 5-minute wait.
Score.
At most. Yeah. So we got on and off that real fast. So that meant that we were able to meet up with Amy and Caden really quickly. And we hadn't been sure if we were going to be able to see Rivers of Light, but it was just about to start. And so I kind of walked up and said, are there still seats available? And she said, sure, there's plenty of seats. The cast member did. So we grabbed Amy and Caden, and the four of us walked in, and they ended up putting us in, like, dining package reserve seating area.
Wow.
3 minutes before the show started.
Okay.
Yeah.
What day of the week was this? Do you remember what day of the week was that?
This was a Monday.
A Monday. Okay. But still summertime, so, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so, and a week after Pandora opened, so the crowds were not exactly minimal.
Yeah.
And after that, then we headed into Pandora at night. Rivers of Light was nice. I'm really glad we saw it. So we had great seats. I will say that. So that definitely helped. Pandora at night. Wow. I admit, before going, I'm not a huge Avatar fan. Everybody else was, but I just never was. Preston actually met up with some friends, so he took off. It had been rumored that other parts of the park would be open during extra magic hours, because at this point it was 11 o'clock at night. That was not the case. Just Pandora was open during that time.
Hmm. Okay, good to know.
Yes. So he said, Mom, what do we do? I said, get in line for something. So we got in line for the river journey, and it posted about a 30-minute wait. We waited less than that. And we rode that first. That has some breathtaking scenery. There's no drops. It's like it's a small world in the sense of there's nothing exciting as far as the ride itself. But the graphics it was breathtaking. The animatronic at the end with the shaman looks real. Hmm. I don't know, Tim, what did you think of it?
It was an incredible immersive experience. Like, you're just surrounded by bioluminescence everywhere. creatures of all kinds. The animatronics are so realistic. And like you said, the shaman at the very end, that's directing, she's kind of like directing the whole scene. It's just the most realistic animatronic that's ever been made. I heard somewhere that the next most realistic animatronic that ever been created was Hopper in It's Tough to Be a Bug. Mm-hmm. And this has, you know, like phenomenal, ridiculously more sensors and electronics in it than what Hopper does.
The only thing I had heard so far about it was really good. It was just too short. Is that what you're talking
about? It is short. I mean, we didn't have a long wait, so that didn't disappoint us as much. Mm-hmm. If I had waited in line for 3 hours, I think I would probably be a little disappointed.
Good point.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we came back then after that. We did not ride Flight of Passage that night.
Okay.
Preston did, though. He stayed late with his friends. They didn't get out of there until, I think it was about 1:30 when he finally got off the ride. He had a good hour and a half wait for it. But when he came in the room, he met us back at our room. It was after 2 o'clock by that point. He said, "That was the most amazing experience I've ever had. It almost makes me not want to be human."
Wow. Wow. Yes. Was it the next day you guys went on it?
Yes,
yeah, we went on it the next day. Okay. Let's back up for a second, though. I want to talk about the test ride or the test seat.
Okay.
So as you might, for those of you that don't know me, as you might tell from all my comments about cake, I'm a big guy. and so I had some concerns whether I was going to actually fit. I heard all the rumors about the Flight of Passage seats and whether I was going to make it. And so I went and tried the test seat at Pandora that night because I didn't know, you know, I didn't want to be disappointed. I kind of wanted to be prepared the next morning for what might happen. And there was a wonderful cast member there. He's got the worst job in the world there to try to, you know, help people deal with this and find out whether they're likely to fit or not. Went through the whole process, and I'd eaten quite a bit that day. And at that point, they were saying, it doesn't look like you're going to fit. And I was disappointed, but the next morning when we had a fast pass, I thought, yeah, I'm just going to go through. There's nothing I can do anyway without the fast pass, or with the fast pass, so I'll just go through the line with everybody. And it turned out I fit just fine. There were no, it wasn't even close for me fitting. So the test seat said that I wouldn't, but I got on the ride no problem.
Of course, you hadn't had breakfast, so that helped.
Tim, I'm envisioning like a Rocky montage where like you're training overnight and working hard. Yeah,
totally. I slept outside. And, you know.
Yeah. but he was one happy camper because guess what? It was like at like 8:45 in the morning the next morning because that's what we do. So
okay, you know what? You're right though. That guy does have a terrible job.
Excuse me. He totally did.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. I know you came down to Florida and you planned this entire vacation on seeing this cool part. And I know you spent all this money with your family, but unfortunately you can't see this because you just don't fit. What?
And I made the extra effort to go up to him afterwards. After he'd broken the bad news to me, I said, you know, listen, you have the worst job and you're doing a phenomenal job. Yes, I'm disappointed, but I appreciate your methods and how you're going about this. So keep up the good work. And you could just see this look of like relief go over his face. I'm sure he doesn't hear that much. So, you know, we get plenty of pixie dust from them while we're at Disney World. And we like to give a little bit, as little as it might be, you know, back to the cast members when they deserve it.
Cool sentiment. Yeah. Cool. So tell me your impressions of Flight of Passage.
Unbelievable. And as you can tell, I'm a huge ride chicken. Mm-hmm. Not much. Oh, and I kept hearing how it was Star Wars. It was Sword on steroids. Yeah, it is. But it is fully immersive. I actually had to stop myself and remind myself a couple of times when it was getting ready to feel that sensation of dropping, because that's not my favorite thing, and say, I am bolted to the floor right now. But you don't feel like it when you're on that ride. You feel like you are on the back of a banshee. It is breathing beneath you.
Wow.
Tim, once he was very happy he was in it. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, when you first get on it, it's like getting on top of a piece of exercise equipment. You think, all right, you know, how is this going to feel realistic? But as soon as, you know, the lights go out and the screen comes on in front of you, you are lost in the world. It's incredible.
Cool. Really cool.
You feel water. You smell smells. It is, you feel the wind rushing through your hair. It is amazing.
Okay.
So, yes, definitely. And I would honestly say, and I never say this, it's worth at least an hour and a half wait.
Wow.
I'll be honest.
Wow, yeah. that is big, because yeah. We see those waits and we always think to ourselves, are those people insane? 4 hour waits, 5 hour waits? In my mind, like once it gets past an hour, that's like the max I will wait
yes.
for something is an hour. So an hour and a half is huge. So
okay. I'm usually in the same boat. I an hour is my breaking point, but I would definitely wait an hour and a half. Now I will say that a cast member had told us that they felt like the wait times in Pandora specifically had been inflated because they felt like there were a lot of people that were getting in through in about half the time. So if it's at 5 hours, it was probably more like 2.5-3 hours.
Well, she said because they have that because they're running both screens, but if one shuts down, that would be what the wait time would be.
Ah, gotcha.
So she said really cut it in half.
Gotcha. I guess maybe, you know, once you think about that, we always accept it as reality, but it certainly doesn't hurt to say to the public that our attraction is so popular, people are willing to wait 5 hours to go on it.
Yeah.
That image out there is pretty cool, too, as well. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was that the last full day you had, Amy, there?
No, we went back the next morning.
You went back again? Wow.
No, that was it. I had to think. Sorry, I got my time off.
Okay.
We talked about it, but no, that was it. I had to think. and then that morning, we rode the safari again.
Okay.
Connie enjoyed that very much. And then Connie and I went to tea at the Grand Floridian.
Ooh, I did see that. I remember that now. That was, you put a picture, and I think your verbiage was something along the lines of, you know, this is worth every penny or something along those lines, correct?
It truly was. It was a delightful experience. The food was fantastic. You definitely feel pampered. I'm a big tea time type of person, and this was phenomenal.
Okay.
Great experience. Very glad I did it. And I'm planning on doing it with a friend again in March. So, because it was a good time.
Cool.
While we were there, a monsoon hit again. I'm sitting there and I'm facing the windows. Connie's facing me away from the windows and I'm looking out and the palm trees are sideways. Wow. Like, okay.
The boys and I had gone back to the room to take a nap because we desperately needed it by this point. And we literally got in our room about 90 seconds before the monsoon hit. So we were extremely lucky with that.
Cool.
So Connie and I took the monorail to Magic Kingdom and then walked in the monsoon to the bus and headed back to our resort. And we really talked over what we were going to do after they woke up. what we were going to do that evening, because we were watching the weather patterns and weren't really sure what we were going to do. And Connie was kind of done. She was tired and the rain and everything. So she headed back to her room. And I said, you know, we're in Florida. We paid all this money. Let's go to Hollywood Studios. So we did.
Okay.
And we met BB-8 and Chewbacca and Kylo Ren, which freaked Caden out terribly. Well, Kylo Ren chased him out of the room. That didn't help. And we saw the Star Wars fireworks that night.
I saw you posted the picture, and then you posted a video just recently on that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, so I had seen them before, but they had not, so
okay.
We enjoyed them.
Tim, what'd you think?
It was awesome. I think if I'd have seen them last summer when Amy saw them the first time, I would have probably been more mesmerized, but having seen Happily Ever After fireworks at Magic Kingdom before this, it maybe killed a little bit of the buzz. It's amazing. It's just, it wasn't the first projection show that I'd seen. you know, happily ever after with the fireworks had kind of set the bar there. So absolutely incredible. There's one part where it really feels like the Millennium Falcon is landing on top of the Chinese theater. It's unbelievable. But yeah, a really cool experience.
Cool.
Well, they had also started an earlier projection show just what, a week or two ago?
Yeah, about like a week or two before we went there.
Movies Through the Ages, I think it's called, or something like that. We did get to see that. That was really neat too.
Cool. Yeah, that was
cool. What did you guys go on any rides at Hollywood Studios?
Not that day.
Okay.
Not that day.
The character meet and greets and the fireworks that night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What rides did you guys go on the next day, or did you guys not go on the rides the next day?
We did. We were at Hollywood. Was that the day we were at Hollywood Studios? Yes. Yeah. And
Toy Story Midway Mania is always our go-to. Yeah. We've got to do Toy Story Midway Mania as a family. You know, see who's going to win and get the most points. And it's so fun. We love the queue. It's just so, you feel like a huge kid when you go through Toy Story Midway Mania. So that's our go-to. And Star Tours, we always have to do that one. With it being tiered fast passes, it makes it a lot harder for us at Hollywood Studios, because, you know, once you get Star Tours and Toy Story, it's hard to decide what else we're going to do.
Yeah.
But we did get another bucket list item checked off our list. We went on the Great Movie Ride and got the cowboy scene.
Okay.
We'd
probably been on it 6 or 7 times before that and never always had the bank robber scene.
Yeah, the robber scene. Okay.
Yeah, we finally got the cowboy scene.
Okay.
It was nothing special.
I was going to say.
Well, okay. The building caught on fire. That was cool. But, yeah.
Okay.
So we did get to do that. We had a fast pass for Frozen the Frozen sing-along later, but we didn't end up using that. We ended up doing the Pixar summer. I got fast passes instead for the Pixar summer concert.
Okay. Cool.
That was really neat. Good experience this summer. The boys enjoyed it, being as musical as they are. And then we headed to Epcot.
So you guys spent 3 days. You guys spent Epcot 3 different times, correct?
Yeah.
3. Wow, okay.
Never for a full day, but 3 different parts of days.
Parts of days, right. Okay.
We had met up for friends at lunch at 50s Primetime that day, so there was a group of 12 of us. That was fun. But by the time we got to Epcot, we were getting hungry, and another bucket list item was to snack around the world. So we did. We went to France and ate some snacks at the bakery, and then we got some kakigori from Japan. And we had one quick service credit to use, so we split that in Morocco. And then the boys were still hungry, and I don't know how, and they wanted a funnel cake, so they got that. I had a bite just to say I did it. That was a lot of food. But, you know, we split everything, so it made it work. But then we watched Illuminations that night, and it wasn't raining at the time, which was great.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Let's do this, if you don't mind. Tell me your highlight. What was your highlights of the next – what you were – still there for, what, another day or two at that point?
We left the next day.
The next day. Okay, because I know you guys still went to a park the next day, right?
We did. We went to Magic Kingdom. We ate at 1900 Park Fair for breakfast that day.
Okay.
So, yeah, that pretty much sums up Magic Kingdom, though. But, yeah.
You went and rode a few more rides, though, before you guys went on the Magical Express, right?
Yeah, the Tragical Express, yes.
Exactly.
I've never done that before. How do you do that? How do you go on the rides? Do you then go back to your resort, or do you have them pick up at a different resort? Or
no, we went back to our resort. So after the Full Fantasy Parade,
okay,
right after that, we headed back to our resort because we had a late flight, and then they picked us up about 5:30, and that was pretty much it. So
did everyone crash on the plane on the way home?
You would think so, but no.
Really?
Well, no, that's not true. Preston did.
He
crashed right against Tim.
I could just imagine that everyone's gas tank had to be just about on E or just close to it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when we got in the limo is when a lot of us crashed. So
I could imagine. Yeah. You guys vacation at a pace that I don't know if I could ever go on vacation with you guys. I think I'd be exhausted.
We cram it in, but, you know, it's what we love doing.
Yeah.
We soak in every minute. The kids don't get to come with us on every trip. So for them, it's like every other year, every third year. So we cram in what we can while they're there.
And Amy, look at the good news. Now you and Tim could go in August, in October, in November, in right, Tim?
Yeah, tell him that.
I know a couple people that'll be there in October.
See? You guys can continue to go. It's all paid for at this point.
Well, not all paid for, no, just the park tickets.
Well, I was glossing.
Sometimes the most expensive.
I was glossing past that. Cool. What was the best part?
Points with Tim.
No, he's silent. He's thinking, this is not what I want to hear right now.
Just trying to think about how I'm going to pay for the cake.
Give me your highlight. What was the best thing you experienced on this trip? Individually. Oh, individually.
Flight of Passage. Yeah. Just the whole Pandora experience. Seeing it at night was in itself a wonderful experience. But then Flight of Passage, I think, has got to be my new favorite ride.
Wow. Amy, what about you?
Happily Ever After fireworks.
Okay. Pete, they're both two new things. What do you think about that, you know? And these are Walt Disney World veterans, a travel agent at that, and Happily Ever After and Flight of Passage. Wow. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They're both on the list for October, so.
Cool.
Great.
What will you try next time? You said you tried a whole bunch, knocked a whole bunch of things off your list. Give me one thing you guys intend on doing on the next trip.
Flower and Garden Festival.
Okay.
Ohana dinner and Narcoossee's dinner.
Mm. Pete,
have you done Ohana breakfast?
No, we haven't.
You should put that on the list too.
Okay.
Pete, they're like right after, like they're like made from the same silk that you are, you know, with Narcoossee's and Ohana. Awesome. Okay, that's really cool. I appreciate you guys sharing that with us. You guys always take really nice vacations. I love seeing the family pictures. I loved following along. So, you know, Amy, you actually, you know, you created a group for that, and I love just being part of that. So,
thank you.
That was pretty.
Yeah,
pretty,
thank you for the invite, by the way.
That was
you're
pretty
welcome.
Special.
Yeah, I highly recommend that because you don't always want to post on Facebook, hey, look, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
To everybody, but if you create a private group and just invite people who actually care that you're on vacation, and want to follow along, it's a fun way to do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and that was really cool. We felt like we were part of the family, at least for that 5-day period. You know, so yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Amy, how could people get a hold of you if they want to ask you any questions or want to pick your brain and use your expertise? What would you do? How could they get a hold of you?
You know, the best way lately is Amy Vanswell with Magical Journeys, that page on Facebook. You can message me and ask me any question you want.
Okay. Tim, if they want to ask you your favorite cake recipe, how would they do that?
Get a hold of me on Facebook. It's Tim Vanswell. Just look me up by my name and contact me through Facebook. I am on Twitter. I think I don't even know for sure what my handle is. I think it's Mickey Moose on Twitter. I check that once in a while, but the best way to get a hold of me is Facebook.
Cool. Hey, Pete, I know that, you know, we talked about this earlier, but as nice as a guy as Tim sounds on the radio, he's even nicer in person. So we had the pleasure of having lunch together, the three guys here,
yep,
this week. And I think lunch could have went on 3-4 times as long as it actually did. Just by us talking. So
I couldn't believe the time was up already when it was over.
Yeah, we had a great time. So, Peter, you got anything you want to add here?
No. I'm not the best color man in podcasting for nothing, right?
Pete, I need to take a vacation from their vacation right now. I'm exhausted. So, if you want to contact Pete or myself, use our Facebook page, which is the WW Review, or if you want to take a look at some of our pictures on Instagram or Twitter as well. So, bringing this to close, for my friend Peter, for my friends Amy and Tim, we appreciate you downloading and listening. Thank you. Have a good evening.
See ya.
Bye-bye.